disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In our second reading from the first letter of Peter, we heard this: "Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope." So, what is the reason for our hope? I think it's an important question as well during this time. So, in the Acts of the Apostles that we heard, the deacon Philip comes to Samaria, and he performed his role of deacon well. He preached Christ to the people, and he baptized those who came to believe. Then Peter and John, apostles, came to perform their role as bishops, to confirm the people so that they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. That gift is the reason for their hope. Jesus himself promises in our reading from John's Gospel, he promises his disciples an advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth. During the Easter season, we celebrate and contemplate Christ's victory over sin and death. But now, as we approach the end of the season, we celebrate and contemplate the great gift that Jesus gives us, the gift of the Holy Spirit. What do you think of when you think of the Holy Spirit? We think of the Holy Spirit as our conscience. As Jesus said, he is the Spirit of truth. We think of the Holy Spirit as our guide, not just to teach us right from wrong, but to assist us in learning God's will for us and having the strength to say yes to that will. But I think most importantly, we experience Jesus' presence in our life because of the Holy Spirit. Jesus goes on to say, "But you know him, because he remains with you, and I will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." If we go back to our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we saw the beginnings of the sacramental life of the church. We saw the sacraments of baptism. We saw the sacrament of confirmation. And presumably, Eucharist was also being celebrated in that community. But for us, During this pandemic, the sacramental life of the church has been interrupted for 2 months. People have not received the Eucharist, Jesus' real presence. People have not received the gift of Jesus telling them that their sins are forgiven them. New parents have not brought their newborn children to receive graces that the people of Samaria experienced in baptism. Young people have not experienced the gifts of the Spirit in confirmation. People who are seriously ill have not received the grace from the anointing of the sick. And couples have postponed committing themselves to one another in the sacrament of marriage. But despite this, Jesus is still with us. We experience his presence as the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and that is what gives us hope. We are fast approaching the end of some of these interruptions. Just this past week, during a time when I offered the sacrament of reconciliation, 15 people came to confess their sins and to receive the sacramental absolution. This coming Tuesday, the church will be opened for the 5:30 Mass for people to come and to celebrate the Eucharist. Next weekend, we will open the church for the first time in 2 months for the weekend celebration of the Eucharist. During June, we will be ready to begin to celebrate infant baptisms once again. And we already have one couple that is pleased that their wedding will still go on in June. We are preparing ourselves and preparing this church to welcome back people, to welcome them back to the sacramental life of the church, to welcome them back to the graces that flow from the sacraments. Things are going to look different for a while as we continue to try to make this place as safe as possible. When people come into the church for the first time, they will notice that pews are roped off so as to maintain that social distance in front of them. They will notice that on weekends they will be instructed in our large pews for one family unit to be at either end of the pew, and in our side pews, just one family unit there. They will notice, as you already saw here earlier, that the lector will be on the opposite side of the sanctuary, next to the baptismal font. That the cantor will stay in the music area, even during the responsorial song. That Deacon Jeff and myself will be handling things at the altar by ourselves, and we will have no altar servers. That Deacon Jeff and myself will be the only ones distributing Holy Communion, which will only be the body of Christ. These changes we feel go a long way towards minimizing the risk for us to gather as a community of faith. And we look forward to being able to welcome people back next weekend. But we also know, because of age, because of underlying health conditions, and because people just are concerned about gathering in groups, we will not experience the kind of numbers that we typically would on a weekend. And that's okay, because we're still going to offer the 11 o'clock Mass on Facebook Live, because we know that some of our parishioners, it will be a while before they finally feel safe enough to return to celebrate the Mass on weekends. My dear friends, through all of this, Jesus has not abandoned us. Jesus instead has been present to us, but most especially through his gift of the Holy Spirit, who at the moment of our baptism has taken up residence inside of each of us. This is how every moment of our life we experience Christ's presence in our life. It'll be with great joy that we're able to expand on that presence by offering the sacraments of the church. But it's important to realize he has never left us. He is with us, as he says at the end of Matthew's gospel, till the end of the age. And how he accomplishes that is through his gift of the Holy Spirit.